February 10th, Wednesday, who changed his life and left behind a monument. Although he was born into a very poor family, he became the king of department stores and was instrumental in establishing the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association. He was none other than John Wanamaker. Like a shrewd businessman, he penetrated the upper class with these strategies. In addition, he brought over the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association, from England and established it in impoverished neighborhoods to help and save the underprivileged youth. Furthermore, Mr. Wanamaker either purchased or constructed buildings and managed them by renting out all but one floor. With profits he earned from the management of his buildings, Mr. Wanamaker began a movement to raise the youth. His work influenced the United States and the world, and YMCA organizations were established in many countries. Through the work that you do, you can also live a life that gives this kind of influence. You must stop with despair, resignation, and waiting. Instead, challenge toward the answer that matches your spiritual identity within the answer of the spiritual summit. The Tabernacle and Aaron's First Worship. Leviticus chapter 9, verses 4 and 5. And an ox and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. And they brought what Moses commanded in front of the tent of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. You can walk on the path of life only once. It's like a direct one-way street rather than a path with two or three return routes. That's why you need to know the kind of absolute movement that you must do in this precious journey of life. That journey is none other than the eternal restoration movement that will save future generations and the field. That was why God wanted to spread this movement from the tabernacle. Then what content does this movement contain? Number one, do the tent of meeting movement to save future generations. From the wilderness with church officers, God is telling you to do the tent of meeting movement in order to save future generations. In every age, the greatest answer came when the movement to save future generations took place. Through the posterity, God blocked disasters. The tent of meeting movement prepares for the future. For the posterity who would conquer Canaan, God wanted to relay the blessings of salvation, thanksgiving, and the three feasts through the burnt offering, peace offering, and grain offering. Number two, save the field and do the tent of meeting movement that will remain forever. For the future generations that haven't experienced the miracle of the Red Sea, you must help them to prepare to cross the Jordan River. They need to gain a new understanding regarding the incident of the Red Sea. Through the tent of meeting movement, they must eventually restore their strength to split the Jordan River, tear down the wall of Jericho, and conquer the hill country of Anak. The tent of meeting movement is the eternal answer that will store and relay all answers. God promises to give a double portion of grace to those who will do this important tent of meeting movement that will save future generations. If you stand in the line of this movement, everything will become answers, visions, the covenant, and works that fulfill God's image. Dear God, help me to enjoy and confirm the covenant so that today may be the day when I leave behind the covenant that you will fulfill as a masterpiece. Please give me the grace to relay this dream to future generations. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.